Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Derry. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobo Newsom. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromek. And now, play ball. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woodling, who is chasing the ball. Vallow reaches third base with a triple. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley strikes out. One out. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry takes first base on ball four. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco takes first base on ball four. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Edwards moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Edwards scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Grimek moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Vallo hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Savage now pitching. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Derry hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar catches it and throws to second to double up Keltner. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimek takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. George Cases at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cases 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Case hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell strikes out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. Walesa hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rocco hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Vallow hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-2 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Derry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Steve Gromek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gromek hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels now catching. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn juggles the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rocco strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Edwards hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-2 in the game. Walesa hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. Savage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Case hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Vallo hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Peck pinch hits for Gene Handley. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck strikes out. Two outs. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Derry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.